This is WA0GTH, and we're net control today for Edge of Space Sciences flight. Launching out of Deer Trail, Colorado today, EOSS number 81 and very possibly 82 on behalf of Colorado University and their upward bound program. Have about 70 students participating today, and if you would like, come on out and visit the site at Deer Trail, right by the Deer Trail High School. And we appreciate the use of the PPFMA repeater this morning, and all the folks that support that system and making sure that it runs well. It is due to that repeater that we can attribute many of our successes. Thank you very much, and we'll be looking for a launch at about 7:30 this morning, very possibly two balloons. This is WA0GTH.
This is the EOSS ground station for EOSS Flight 80. Balloon fill has now been completed. The tie-off procedure is in process right now, tying the flight string securely to the bottom of the balloon. The payload string remains deployed. It'll be an interesting launch this morning in that there's no wind, so the payload string will move forward underneath the balloon as it rises straight up overhead. This launch is in support of the Upward Bound program up at CU. There are over 40 American Indian students attending a six-week series of courses at the University of Colorado, being exposed to some higher technology instruction than they would normally receive as a summer program. They live on campus, attend classes 5 days a week, from eight in the morning until 5 in the afternoon. The BalloonStat class meets two times a week for 3 hours each time, and so they've had quite a bit of instruction and have constructed these payloads. There are 13 payloads now being strung out, most of them covered with silver, and the pilot balloon was just let go, so we're just seconds away from launch. This is the EOSS ground station, N0LP. Seconds away. 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, launch. There goes the balloon. Payload string. Kids are running. All the payloads are away. EOSS 81 in the air. Beautiful launch. Long payload string lifting straight up over the football field. Way at 0728. Coming at you, trackers.
Congratulations, this is WA0GEH, we'll get it back.
WA0GEH, this is KC0RPF.
Yes sir, go ahead.
Yeah, Marty, we're proceeding south on 125, and I'm looking for the UZX instructed us to go to 129 and 158. I'm having trouble finding that on the map.
Sure, 129, 158. 158 is an east-west road. Are you using the gazetteer?
I can't get that out, yeah.
Okay, and I'm moving right now, so I'm having a little trouble myself, so. It should be about 6 miles, excuse me, north of the predicted touchdown spot. East-west road, a very short one.
Okay, let me do a little more studying, thanks.
In fact, I believe it's the road that 129 bends over onto, and he makes a bend to the west. I believe that is the road. When he makes a bend to the west, that's going to hit 125. So I think that's the road. I'm just working from memory, as bad as that is. So WA0 has AOS. GEH has AOS.
KC0RPS.
This road, 125, is very sandy. Watch your high speed on it. Very, very sandy road. Got a lot of surprises on it. WA0GH.
I hear you. AG0, wire's in.
WA0GEH, K0JLZ.
Yeah, go ahead, Jim.
Okay, we are on the road looking for Highway 38 and headed down that way. Sorry, we're a little bit late, but it took us a while to get everything straightened out after that power catastrophe.
I understand. 38, though, however, what is that?
Actually, we're going the wrong way. We needed to go the other direction. 38 is the road that you wanted to, that goes south out of, or goes east out of Deer Trail to connect in with the other road.
Oh, okay. Didn't write that one down. Very good. WA0GH. N0PUS, WA0GH. How far up is that road you're going to turn right on?
I don't have any idea, Marty. I'm just driving until I find it.
Okay. I've got APRS stealing my port from Street Atlas, so there we go again.
Yeah. Okay. Well, as soon as I find 129, I guess it is, or, yeah, 129. Or 25, whichever it is. Well, you'll find it before I will.
Okay, very good. We've got 5-5 up also. W0GH.
0PUS.
08.
Was that you, Ann? That's you. You're quite broken and cracked there. Let me hear you again.
I'm 440. Should I be doing 2 meters?
Extremely broken and cracked. And if you will, head for the touchdown site. Head for the touchdown site. And the touchdown site's on road 125. And let me give you the... It's a 39.3, 31.7.
Copy, 39.3,
37.7.
Negative 31.7. Thank you.
Have you students in tow?
Negative. I didn't know I was supposed to have students. I thought Randy was handling that.
Okay, very good. Didn't know how that was working out. WA0GH. Head for a landing site. Get ready to take pictures. This will be a perfect landing because I think Rick is going to nail this one.
Site in about 5 minutes.
Okay, you're going to have students in tow, right, Randy?
Affirmative.
Okay, and you understand that we're heading south out of Deer Trail and ultimately we'll wind up on road 125.
Roger that. I've got the estimate from last night tagged on my computer screen. And we'll take direction from you, but I've got a general idea where we're headed.
OK, Okay, I think we're a little west of where you were last night, so you might check into that when you get a chance.
Roger.
Study is zero, GTA is clear.
Marty, I'm copying you on 5-5. You get your volume turned up?
Probably not enough. Let's try that again.
10-0 PUF.
iGates, this is the OSS ground station. Could the iGates take a look at their setups, please? Denver TRACOM is not getting any information through findyou.com. Appreciate a quick check of your equipment. Thank you. N0LP, EOSS ground station.
0LP, K0YG. I can hear it, Nick, but I'm not able to decode any packets yet.
Thanks, Mark. We're decoding packets here, so I think you just need maybe get a little more altitude.
Sure, K0YG. N0LP, KC0LNO. I have no acquisition yet. I'll advise, I'm down here in a hole, so I won't get him until he's probably 15, 18,000 feet over.
Roger, roger. Thank you.
N0LP, KC0LNO, I have acquisition.
Super, sir. What's the name there? The name here is Nick.
Handle here is Mike.
Okay, Mike. We appreciate that, sir. And it got I-gated in. We'll let Denver Center know. We got to give him a call at 23,000 feet. Thanks for the comeback. Break with you. K0YG, how you doing, Mark?
Still no good yet, Nick.
Hey, we're 16570, N0LP.
Nick, LNO's on the find you, N0KTZ.
Thanks, Rick. Appreciate it. N0LP, USS ground station.
Treasure lead from Foxtrot. The tag that I put on my computer last night has disappeared. I'm assuming I'm going down to the Agate exit and then heading west.
Let me check that out. Are you on the road yet?
I know. Everybody's getting loaded up.
Okay, hang on a minute.
Somebody give me the landing site lat long, degrees, minutes. I'd appreciate it. I can just tag that again.
N0KKZ is W0GH. Can you give us a handle on that?
Yep. I'll have to convert that to a degrees and minutes. Standby.
W0GH, go ahead. Oops, we'll try 5-5 simplex, sorry. W0GH, clear.
T0R and 0KKZ.
T0R is ready, copy.
39 degrees, 24. .195 minutes north, 104 degrees, 4.908 minutes west.
Okay, I got 3924, what was the west, 103 what?
The 39 degrees, 24 decimal, 195 minutes north. 104 degrees, 4 decimal, 908 minutes west.
I've got our target selected, thank you much, in Q0R.
0KKZ.
Are you going to be bringing up the rear?
Probably, since I went over to road 201, I still haven't found 203 to go south out of Deer Trail, so I left way ahead of you.
Yeah, we haven't left yet. We're going to go down 25 to Agate.
I was told to go to the landing site, and it looked like I could get road 125 by going south out of Deer Trail. I must be wrong.
Okay, well then you won't be bringing up the rear. I thought we were going to convoy. Never mind, in Q0R.
Playing tracker today. I didn't think I was head to students until I can. I probably will catch up to you if you want to do that.
It's just what I was told. Whatever you need to do, I'll just hopefully they'll stick with me.
I know the one that has my radio, I failed to put him on the 1455 frequency because he was going to listen to the other side.
This is EOSS Ground Station for EOSS Flight 81. The balloon's currently at 31,677 feet. It's been 22 minutes since we launched. Doesn't seem to want to leave Deer Trail. We're only 2 miles downrange at a bearing of 149 degrees, but the elevation angle is 66 degrees, extremely high for a flight. Usually we're much further along downrange. Balloon's currently picked up speed. It's up to 26 miles an hour at a heading of 140. And it's tracking very nicely with the prediction done by the intrepidable N0KKZ. N0LP, EOSS Ground Station.
Ground Station, this is
W0GH. K0GH, this is the ground station.
Are you, finding a decrease in signal strength on 445-975?
Haven't noticed it yet, Marty. Let me check that. N0LP. We're getting varying signal strength, Marty. N0LP.
As are we. W0GH.
This is the EOSS ground station for EOSS 81. The balloon's currently at 46,558 feet. It's had an ascent rate of 1,260 feet since launch. It's currently 9 miles from the ground station, finally left us at a bearing of 141 degrees. So we're getting a normal track just a little bit west of the predicted this time. N0LP, EOSS ground station.
WA0GEH, we'll be off here for about 2 minutes while doing a radio switch here. WA0GEH, we'll take a bearing in about 10 minutes, WA0GEH.
NDM and Q0R, you on 5-5?
I'm over here on the repeater. I'll go to flex here in a minute, N0 NDM.
I'm on 5-5 and I'm bringing up the rear.
Okay.
I'm stationing Q0AK.
Q0AK, N0OP.
What's the current ascent rate, Nick?
Still over 1,000 feet per minute. 1257 since launch.
And what's the recent average?
Getting a little interference. My crossband or my filter's not working, and the other guys who are beaconing on frequency keep throwing it off, so I don't have a current for you. Over.
Thank you very much. AC0, okay.
Okay, NQ0R just turned off my beacon, if that helps you, NQ0R clear.
Thanks, Randy, appreciate it, N0LP.
Okay, this is WA0GEH, we're going to mark our bearings here, and looking for you marks in 10 seconds here. That would be in 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Mark your bearings up to 818 bearings. Station Bravo, when you're ready with a bearing, go ahead. Okay, 343 true. Okay, I understand your issue. Station Charlie, go ahead. Okay, and Jim, come up on the repeater for those 27 degrees true, is that correct? Not a problem, gotcha. K0 ANN, are you in range for a bearing?
159, K0 ANN.
Okay, K0 ANN, can you give me your location and then your bearing, please?
38.5 by 33.
Your bearing is 159, is that correct?
Yes.
Okay, and very weak, 159. Station Echo, go ahead.
Echo pass, 0 PUS.
Huh. Station Foxtrot, go ahead.
I'm at 38 and a half, standby. No, 3827 by 10355 and standby, I'll give you a heading.
Station Foxtrot, the repeater please, your location and bearing one more time.
Standby, every time I talk to you I lose it because I got a different radio here, hang on. Okay, I'm showing 331 degrees at 7.5 and standby for my position. I'm at 3925.8 by 10355.1.
Okay, you don't have that in grid, do you?
Sorry?
You have that in grid?
I'm sorry, I do not.
Okay, thank you. And N0NDM, do you have a bearing? Position Golf, do you have a bearing? Seven Earth. N0LP, Station India, do you have a grid for us?
Roger, roger. At 0818, the balloon was at 45.36.9. Over.
Roger, 45.36.9. Thank you. WGH. Okay, there's some new folks here on frequency, and if you will, try to give us your grid location and your bearing and then your call, such as YRZ in there. Gave us 38.9, 30.4. 343 true, and then his call sign. Now that way I can write him out. Thank you very much. Love you, George. Ground station, what was your last altitude? I have 68339.
Over.
Okay, thank you. W0GH. Okay, all stations that are south of the payload should have opportunity for a visual on the payload. Just look up the direction of your bearing and see what you can do there. W0GH. It's a nice opportunity.
Alpha, this is Charlie on 448.
Alpha, go ahead.
I just wanted to make sure that I could get into the repeater from this location. And I'm kind of wondering about that bearing because the GPS or the APRS here is saying that it's a bearing of 54 degrees instead of 27. So, well, actually it's a bearing of 47 now. So I don't know if this, how this is going to work because I checked it as far as I could see.
I'm having the same problem, Jim.
Yeah, we got some really funny bearings on that. We're anxious to see what our next bearings will do.
Okay, well, we're going to play with it here and see what we can do. We do have power lines here and fences. We're at an intersection of two sets of power lines, so that might be throwing things off. We're going to play with it and see what we can do here. K0JLZ.
Okay, Jim, good. W0GH. Delta, that's Alpha, go ahead.
Flight is the yellow. That goes to the one where I'm at, and where you take them.
And you're badly broken there. You might check some antenna connections and see if you got something loose there. Let's try that again. Go ahead. About the same. First of all, I think you need to get up to a higher location. See if you can get to a better location so you can work the repeater a little better. Why don't we try that and then give me a new location.
Thank you, Marty. He's been all here now.
Yeah, me too.
WHO-GH, when you get to your new position, please advise.
Will, I'll copy now.
Much better, thank you for moving there. That worked out real good. As a general rule, for all the trackers, I might tell you exactly, or give you an idea of where to go, but the bottom line is, if that's not good commo, then move someplace where it's okay. So that's the most important thing. Nice signal.
When I see a little higher ground, when I go there, I will call in again and give you a grid. K0AN.
Alpha Bravo.
Bearing here in about 5 minutes, as it seems that these other bearings were a little strange, and we're going to see if we can do a little better. WA0GH.
Alpha, this is Bravo.
Alpha, go ahead.
47555, I don't have it anymore.
And neither do I. Anybody else have 147555?
Just had it. It just stopped transmitting, K0ANN.
Ground station, be advised, we've lost the main beacon.
Marty, we're listening to it right now, N0LP.
Hold
that on 448. We do have a copy, but it is very weak.
Got a solid signal at the ground station on 147555. It's in continuous tone right now, N0LP.
Okay, is it equally as strong as it has been before?
They're getting full scale on the USS ground station receiver, you know, that one Mike has, Marty, N0LP.
Okay, thank you for that. We'll listen harder on the Israel GH.
0AK, copying nothing on 147555. Correction, here it's coming through right here.
Alpha, this is Charlie. Did you copy on 448?
No, we did. We copied that they're receiving it, and we're not.
Yeah, I do have a copy on it. It is a weak signal, but I do have a copy here, K0JLZ.
Okay, hang on to it. We have an anomaly going here, and I don't copy it at all here. So I did get a little squirt a little bit ago. So WA0GH.
0KKZ.
Yeah, Rick, do you copy that?
I think that you guys are just directly under it. I've got a full-scale signal just like the ground station. I thought I'd give you an update on where the balloon is related to where it's supposed to be. It's basically 4 miles west, 4 miles west of where it was predicted to be, and 1 mile north of where it was predicted to be at this time. So, FYI, M0KKZ.
Okay, and we'll look for a new update after burst from you. We'll make some decisions based on that. Thank you very much. Love you, Zero GU.
This is the USS Ground Station for EOSS Flight 81. The balloon has been out for an hour and 3 minutes. It's at 79,955 feet. Currently, it's at a set rate of 944 feet per minute. It's been going 1179 since launch. It's going 25 miles an hour and heading 266, so it's heading almost east from us right now. It's 10 miles downrange from the ground station at 191 degrees. In fact, we just got an update. It's at 80,848 feet. So it's tracking a little west and a little north of predicted track, but very close to what it should be. N0LT, EOSS ground station.
Ready, Marty, I have a bearing. This is Delta.
Okay, hang in there, and we're going to all call a bearing together there, and we'll just get one all together here. We're going to call a bearing here in 2 minutes. 2 minutes, WA0GU.
Okay, KZ, 820AK. 0KKZ.
Rick, I've got a real good visual on it right now. I'm wondering if you could do grid conversion for me, and so Marty can have my position. I'm going to call in a visual bearing.
Sure, let me have your grid.
Okay, current position 39 degrees, 24.5 minutes north. 103 degrees, 57.3 minutes west.
Okay, my program just crashed. Let me bring it back up and see what I can get. I got a problem I can't troubleshoot in a second here. Why don't you ask Nick for that? M0KKZ.
Alright, Mark, give me your lat long again.
Okay, Nick, yes, it's 39 degrees, 24.6 minutes north, 103 degrees, 57.3 minutes west.
Goodbye. Park here at 45.8, 32.3, over.
Copy, 45.8, 32.3. Thank you very much. Marty, do you copy my position? I'm going to be stationary. I took some visual bearings here.
One more time on that, please.
Marty, my current position is 45.8, 32.3. And just FYI, I'm receiving 147.55. I'm getting at 7 bars on a walkie-talkie here.
Because you're laying on your side there. Stand by for a bearing here. And I thank you for that position. Thanks for working it out. Okay, let's take a bearing here in 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Mark your bearings at 837. I'll grab yours, Mark, when you're ready.
Marty, mine's about 285 degrees true.
Thank you for that. WA0GTH. Station Bravo when you're ready.
Okay, we are at... Stand by a second. Station Bravo is at 39.3, 30.4, and we are at 2, 265 true.
265 true, thank you, station Charlie. Station Charlie, go ahead. JLZ and WJOTH. Nothing heard. We'll come back to Station Charlie in a minute. Station Delta, go ahead.
3.395, 31.5, 178.
Okay, and that's reflecting your move, is that correct?
Correct.
Thank you very much. Station Echo. Okay, Dan, I'll get back to you. Station Foxtrot.
No, I had to give you my location lat long. I'm at 3920.6, 103.57.0.
Station Foxtrot, your bearing please.
310.
Okay, thank you. 0KKZ, could you help us with grid on that?
I didn't write it down. What was the time? I got it here on the log.
It was 8:37 was the time. I just need a grid location for Station Foxtrot there.
Oh, okay. Station Foxtrot. Okay, let me bring up the calculator. I think I solved that problem. Let me have a latitude and longitude, and I'll give you a grid.
Station Foxtrot, please repeat lat long.
Stand by. I'll have to get it again. Okay, 39 degrees, 20.7 by 103.57.6.
So I believe that's in currently minutes and decimals. And 103.57.0.
Alpha, this is Charlie.
Charlie, go ahead.
Are you ready for a bearing?
Yes, sir. We were calling for one, but go ahead with your bearing.
Okay, well, we were out experimenting, and at 39.9, 33.9, the bearing that we took was 317 degrees true, K0JLZ.
Okay, and Station Echo, your bearing, please. N0PUF, your bearing please.
Hey Marty, keep in mind you're descensing me here, that's why I backed up. See here, station away. Station Echo 38.3, 33.4, 344 degrees true, N0PUF.
Could you repeat please, I had a brain damage here.
Station Echo 38.3, 33.4. 344 degrees true and 0 PUF.
Thanks, Dan. Thank you, everybody, for your bearing. And N0KKZ, did you have a grid location for Foxtrot?
No. I think it works now, but was it 39 degrees, 24 minutes, 103 degrees, 57 minutes? Was that right?
I thought it was 20, but let me get Foxtrot repeat that for you. Foxtrot, would you repeat? MQ0R is WHO-GH.
MQ0R, we're going to be out of the vehicle. Go ahead.
Yeah, can you repeat your lat long, please?
39 degrees, 20.6, 103 degrees, 57.0.
Okay, Rick, can you work with that?
Yes.
My name is Ryan, 3-0. M0, okay, KZ.
Station Alpha is Bravo.
Very good. W0GG.
Station Alpha is Bravo.
Alpha, go ahead.
Marty, I don't know why my bearings are kind of caca. It's directly above me. I can, I've got a visual on it. KB0RZ.
Beautiful. That's what we're looking for. Thank you for that. Directly above you, we expected that. And it should be moving a little bit to the west.
If it is, it's going awful slow. It's actually just kind of north of me, but almost straight up.
This is what we like.
Hey, I got a position for you when you're ready from that last bearing. Is there...
Sorry, go ahead, Nick.
At what you call 0837, I thought was 0836. It was at 37.5, comma 35.9, over.
Thank you, Nick. W0GH.
I've got Randy to grid for you when you want.
Go ahead.
46.3, comma 27.5.
27.5, is that right?
27.5 for the Y is correct.
Thank you very much. W0GH. And NQ0R, station Foxtrot, are you moving? You're stationary, is that correct? NQ0R, W0GH. Nothing heard, W0GH, clear.
Hey, Marty, can I join as the tactical station hotel here?
I have you at hotel, and thank you very much.
Very good. Just FYI, I got a nice visual on it, and blue skies, and it's about 8 miles from me, and I'm just going to visually watch it burst here. It should be doing that in a few minutes here. 820 AK.
Okay, very good. Ground station, what do you have for an altitude? Rick, would you repeat that, please?
Yeah, I'm sorry, I keep that. 93,500 feet. The balloon's currently 5.6 miles west of its predicted position at this time.
Okay, thank you very much. Okay, that's expected. Very good. W0GH. Rick says that it's, I'm on the big repeater. Rick indicates that it's about 6 miles to the west of where it's supposed to be. So we got that under control. W0GH. All stations, ultimately we might plan on looking to the west a little bit. If this does land west of us a little bit, look for east-west roads that might take you west. Just peruse your map, take a look, and see what you can do. W0GH.
USS Ground Station for EOSS 80. The balloon's currently at 95,945 feet. It's an hour and 20 minutes into flight. Current ascent rate's about 1,000 feet per minute. It's going 47 miles an hour, 274 almost due west. It's 15 miles from the ground station. Flight's proceeding normally. N0LT, EOSS Ground Station.
That'd be great. That'd be a 0GH.
And do Marty, 98333
and 0LP. Once again, had that turned down.
Comma 36.
Once again, had that turned down.
The balloon's at 98333 and it's at 2836.
Yeah, go ahead, Rick.
These altitudes, the speeds are pretty high, 37 miles per hour, and it's over 95,000 feet to predict, so it's going well right now.
Okay, get your finger on a new predict there when it comes down, and we'll start moving the spokes. Thank you, Rick. Let me enjoy you.
Marty, 99206, it's going 36 miles an hour due west, 10-0LP.
Thanks, Nick. Congratulations. Looks like you're going to do 100K.
It's 100,000 feet, 10-0LP.
Station Alpha with a visual, very cool. Naked eye.
Illegal.